Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haugh. This morning, my guest is Jennifer Mendez, who is the Vice President of Government Relations with the Carpet and Rug Institute. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks, Kemp.
Yeah, good to be with you. Before we talk about the news of the day, let's just give our listeners a quick background on you. You are the person at the Carpet and Rug Institute who's responsible for monitoring laws that might get passed that would have an adverse relationship to the use of carpet. Is that right?
I actually monitor all 50 states and at the federal level to check for legislation that would be adverse to the industry or also legislation that would be beneficial to the industry. You know, certainly if someone introduces something, say, with regard to acoustics in schools or that sort of thing, saying that, you know, carpet helps with those things, we certainly want to get on board as a proponent of that type of legislation.
Okay.
So generally, we tend to be on the defensive, but there are offensive opportunities as well.
I wanted to talk to you. We're running a news story today on Floor Daily about a bill that's appeared in Washington State that deals with carpet recycling. They've just given it a bill name, which means it's moving along. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Okay, well, I can give you a little bit of background. There was a bill introduced last year. It's a very similar bill to the one that was introduced last year, and it's a carpet stewardship bill, which would require the manufacturer to bear all of the costs associated with the recycling of post-consumer carpet, dealing with the end-of-life issues. It would be cost prohibitive, to say the least, to the industry.
Yeah. Matter of fact, from what I hear, it sounds like they're just going after the producers of carpet to say, hey, guys, if you want to sell carpet in Washington State, then you're going to have to ante up, put in a bunch of dollars, and take care of the total reclamation of this product after its use. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
That is essentially what it says. Basically, there is no help from the government, no help from consumers. All of the onus is put on to the manufacturer.
And this has kind of been positioned as a jobs bill, hasn't it?
It has, because they believe that there's going to be a creation of green jobs, and I use the finger quotation marks around the green jobs. I will tell you that we testified in opposition to the bill before the bill even had a number last week. So CRI has come out in strong opposition. One of the many concerns that we have with the bill is that there's no consideration for antitrust issues in this, which would, you know, certainly there would be a cost associated with it, and that is a major concern. Mm-hmm. One of their, quote, solutions to this issue is to have a reclamation facility put in every county of the state. There are 39 counties in the state of Washington, and currently there are 99 reclamation facilities throughout the United States. So you can imagine, you know, I don't have an exact dollar figure, but you can imagine that that would be quite costly.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody tried to run any numbers to determine what this would cost the industry?
We don't have any firm numbers yet, but it would be in the millions.
And so, I mean, if something like this was to pass, it would cause a major deselection of carpet in Washington, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly would, and one of the things that the bill, and it's Senate Bill 6341, in case you are looking for a number, but it's Senate Bill 6341, and I don't think the mills would say, we're not going to sell in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I think Washington would make it very difficult for them if they didn't conform.
Yeah.
One of the things that it says is that, you know, by a certain date, the manufacturer will be responsible. It puts all of the onus on the manufacturer, and so what it does is it would increase the price point of carpet, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet is definitely one of the most affordable floor coverings, and it would cause deselection, you know, just by the price point having increased. It would make carpet not an alternative for folks that maybe couldn't afford something else.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a far cry from what they did in California. I wonder why they didn't follow the California lead as far as having, you know, a nickel a yard fee on there just to help offset the cost of reclamation.
Well, I will tell you that in California, the industry worked very closely with the legislator that introduced the bill, which was Speaker Perez. CRI and our members worked very closely to come up with a bill that we could live with in California. I wouldn't say it's a bill that we pushed for,
mm-hmm.
but I would say it was a bill we worked very closely with the Speaker's office to come up with something that we could live with. I know some of the genesis for the bill in Washington State was that the sponsor, Senator Cole Wells, has a relative in Wisconsin who has very successfully worked to reclaim and recycle carpet. And what I pointed out during the hearing was that that work has been done voluntarily in Wisconsin, and that's what we encourage the state of Washington to do, is to work with CARE and work on a program voluntarily. They reference California, you know, when they introduce the bill, they say, okay, well, the state of California has done this, but they don't use California as a guide in any way, shape, or form. They just reference it in the fact that, well, California has a carpet stewardship bill. And I also point out that we do have a contract lobbyist on the ground in Washington, in Olympia. When I traveled out there to testify at the hearing last week, he had requested a meeting with the bill sponsor, and she was unwilling to meet with us.
All right, so where does it go from here? I mean, what's the likelihood of something like this passing?
Well, it's like going to Vegas. You know, you don't, just don't know what.
Right.
It's a crapshoot. I will tell you that when I spoke in opposition at the hearing last week, there was not a bill number. There is now a bill number. The Washington legislature is kind of in limbo right now because they've had some really unusual weather out there. So that will slow things down. It has been referred to the Environment Committee, and that is the committee that actually heard the bill last week. From the Environment Committee, it would generally go to the Rules Committee. It's anybody's guess. Our hope would be that we're working to kill it. There's nothing in this bill that we can live with.
Okay. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Jennifer Mendez, who's Vice President of Government Relations with Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.